Well, hi there. I hope you're well. We know how to wish forward the goodness, the good fortune, the abundance, and whatever else we want to. We know how to wish that forward, pray it forward, think of other beings. Be empathetic. Call to mind in the moment and empathy and gratitude, appreciation, and all of that together. We know how to do that. And our joyful responsibility is follow through, is diligence and steadfastness. In that regard of gratitude, appreciation in the moment, observation, and then recognizing that all beings are equal to myself. And, if it's happiness and goodness that I'm experiencing, peace and ease I'm experiencing, if it's challenge, difficulty, frustration, or worry, anything that I'm experiencing in the moment is equally being experienced by who knows how many countless beings in that same moment, in their way, in their set of circumstances. Just like our situation, our experience is in our set of circumstances, but all beings are equal to myself. And we know that. We've reflected on it. And so steadfastness and joyful responsibility in that regard. We know how to, whether it be lift our voice in a song, whether it be smile, breathe, feel our feet, feel where we are right now, what is our experience right now, directly realize your own state. From Gareb Dorje, we know how to do that. Then it is our joyful responsibility to follow through, to actually recognize our state and hear it in our voice, feel it in our mind. Again, happy, challenging, neutral, whatever it is, what is your state right now? And to call ourselves into that observation, discovery, and direct experience, and not be checked out, not be automated, not be a Roboton, a zombie through our day, but to start to wake up to our very own experience in any given moment. And how those two, gratitude, appreciation, and pray it forward, and directly realize your own state, how those two feed each other. They are a feedback loop. And they are a feedback loop of awakening and gratitude fundamentally. They are a feedback loop that is cultivating lightness of being and therefore self-illumination, light, lightness of being, humor, happiness, letting go. Release, ease, having perspective, recognizing the relativity that no matter what it is, a happy, troublesome, or neutral, it's relative, it's contextual, it had causes and conditions constantly change. So, not to grasp. Certainly not to grasp onto any component. Again, happy, troublesome, neutral, all causes and conditions change, and the very experience we're having that we now have called ourselves through steadfastness to recognize and have empathy for others as a result. All of that has causes and conditions. So again, there's quite a fullness, quite a fullness. And we've worked with this this quote before too. Years ago, and all of us have heard it many times, life builds on itself. Consciousness builds on itself. That's how habits of consciousness get there. They build on themselves. They are repeated. We are building habits of consciousness. These habits of consciousness hopefully are liberating and self-illuminating. And because they help us, they will help others. At minimum, they will free others from what we are bound by within ourselves. And so to return to this quotation is to return with the riches of awareness and empathy and observation, steadfastness, and anything else we want to throw in there. It is returned to this quote with the amount of self-illumination and self-liberation that each of us has been cultivating. How marvelous! Let's just reflect on that for a moment. And already, for most of the group, your reflection has already turned into something else, a spacious, bright, open, no thinking. And that's a result of everything already mentioned. So that also then is a joyful responsibility, a gift that we give ourselves, and we want to give that gift to ourselves. We want to pause. And it might start out as a reflection, a contemplation, a noticing. But we all will find, because of our training, that it will turn into a soft, open, bright, alert spaciousness. and we have noticed and practiced that the more trained we are in leaving that alone, less and less modifications, that one of two things will happen. We'll either start to get drowsy, it'll get fuzzy, it won't stay alert and clear. Or it will deepen because it is alert and clear. The experiences and the experiencer, the meditator, has trained enough in less, so to speak, in the simplicity, in softening and opening, and then just letting be, that the training is working. The drowsiness, the sleepiness, the unclarity, again, causes and conditions. Both have causes and conditions. Could be that it's, tired after food, whatever's going on with our body, right? Our physiology. So let's just pause again for a moment. Take a long, slow, deep breath. Pause, shake it up. Wiggle your body. And look at the quote again. We have just experienced probably at least four or five of these in 14 minutes. Everything has changed multiple times in our experience, including the words from me, how you're listening, the attention span for both of us, even just on that rudimentary level, the relationship to physicality, to experience, what our experience has been, mirage-like, illusion-like, it has been bubble-like, it has come into experience, it has popped, a new bubble has arisen, a new state of experiences. There has been the dreamlike nature of if, when we were quiet for a while, if anyone started to drift, right? That's dream, illusion, mirage, call it what you will. If it was bright, did it remain bright? Did it just stay like that, star-like? Did it flash? It stayed bright, clear, alert, and it was like that in the beginning, but then it didn't really stay that way. You see, so even in this kind of experience, let alone throughout day, we've already experienced several of these, and again on a very common everyday basis, let alone actually contemplating on these things and then looking into our day. So we smile with that. We smile with that. There's nothing abstract about this quotation. This quotation is right here, right now. We smile with that. How non-deceptive. Yay, yay. Non-deceptive. This is worth our while. Just as everything else we've been cultivating. We are the beneficiaries of these things. And that means everybody around us is too. Yay. How marvelous. So we smile and breathe. And just be with our breath for a moment. It's coming and going. In at the nose and down the windpipe. It has one path. It never deviates. There's a powerful teaching. It never deviates. Just feel it. No thinking. Just feel it. Directly experience. And let us all bring our minds inside to this soft, spacious thing called breathing. Breathing is always in the now. Breathing has no past. Breathing has no future. Breathing only happens now. And if need be, relax the mind into the gentle flow of breathing. Notice if you're drifting. If so, there's no attention to the breath anymore. And notice if you've deepened. And if so, you followed the breath. You take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with the whole world and all worlds and all universes and all beings. And each breath that we do that and call that to mind, that we are breathing with all beings, and then however many layers of dimensions you want to add. It is in the now, and we are present. How marvelous. Oh. So as we all go through our day, reflect upon and engage steadfastness, joyful responsibility. As we continue to cultivate these things that we've been cultivating for quite some time, they all deepen. They become the habits of consciousness. What a gift to ourselves and to this world and everyone we interact with, every type of being. What a gift. And that's our foundation. For like a star, a mirage, a candle flame, an illusion, dewdrop or bubble, a dream, a lightning flash, a cloud. See all conditioned things like this. Love you all. Create your day for the good of everyone. Love you.